Question, just ask one.
It's just what is Dhammakaya? Is the empowering condition for all virtues? So not all virtues are uncontaminated, right? So does it? Would it be a problem whereby people would think that Dhammakaya? The enlightened activities of Buddha is an empowering condition for samsara. Because ordinary beings, our virtues are all contaminated. So it leads to samsara, or even our virtues. So if all virtues are empowering conditions, is Dhamma, enlightened activities of Buddha, wouldn't it become an empowering condition for our samsara?
What? Our samsara become what?
Okay, so the enlightened activities of Buddha is the empowering condition for all virtues. That includes contaminated virtues, which is also leads us to samsara. So wouldn't it become like, enlightened activities of Buddha are actually important conditions for our own samsara?
All thing also, all must think the answer also, Don't wait my answer. You must think your own answer, You didn't hear the question. Repeat. Mag the color chim kuchiro, mag the kadam chim kuchiro. Just talk about, talk the kadam.
He's saying Buddha is also a condition for our samsara, good rebirth in samsara.
Put close to the mouth. TikTok. The bench. My daughter. The so sore, I could see you cut off each other. Near now, she's in color to that one.
Hello.
Cut on the sound, you might. put like this, close to the mouth, and easy.
자기 말이
맞아야 하는 예시 절기도 안 되지. 조금만 수그러, 조금만 두그러. 제가 오늘 불.
I think
you didn't get our question. You haven't got our question. I think.
I try la.
Okay.
Try. It's for us to rebirth in this samsara. Is for us to create a merit, then can be enlightenment.
She said, Buddha bring you to samsara to create good karma. Very good. Tati, Kasuarapagi. 주바야지 내가 제외래 사세이 나래 상매이 나래 단다 이 제외래 라떼네 대화지 모두 동화지 죽여 말해 그와
So whether it is non 그래서 contaminated virtue or non-contaminated virtue it is not possible for suffering to arise from virtue
다가나시 다 미자와네 미자와 때문에 대화세디 중요해요 말해 또 또 다른 것다 대화 인사도 가나 뒤다 집으로 대화시 욕구요 말해
and it is not possible for non virtue to result in happiness 야
어 디디시도 가나 가서 말해 보겠다나 Benda tanga zi sunya chile, karsore bagi. Benda susu gyula, benda. Da kuen nela dusi gyawa da lepari teyna, susu gyula zida. Benda digi kate shiwa ina, tanda yi gyewe lela teyna chungde basi. Ano da gyewe ledi, da dusi nita da genshi chungu da genshi chungde basi.
So even though one may be in samsara, but whatever pleasure you experience, happiness in samsara, that is a result of virtue. And the virtue is said to be the virtue is said to have arisen with the wisdom truth body as the empowering condition. Yeah. So it is said, yeah.
哦, 독신다 가서래. 그래서 십소부터 안에 들어 녹아서 개야 말아. 그러면 군이 다 모직지 안 되지.
그러면. This is it's not an easy thing, but perhaps we can think along the lines of the Tathagata essence. Yeah. The wisdom truth body. If you think about it, it is not something different or separate from what we call the Tathagata essence. Right.
Mata isu mata chukiku labaina. Ta chukiku labaina. Ta pui isu malase chukiku labaina. Ta dai ta kam ti shin bo le lok su ji pe de ba si sip sa bo ta.
Yeah, so when we talk about Dharmakaya, the truth body in general, yeah, we talk about the truth body. If you have to, you think about it, yeah, at the end of the day, it is not something, it's not something dissimilar or different from the Tathagata essence. If you think about it, at the end of the day, it's basically the entity, the nature is the same, isn't it?
Oh, 독신이 세상 어쩌다 감대신이 못 가는 시야나 시래 산재 파배 죽이다 죽고 세다 랑기 죽이다 거기다 라신들 세리 전단이 뭐라 여야만했어, 아. 제신이 긴강도 직발했어, 개발여만했어. 이 순간도 왔던 건 다리까라.
So during the Tathagata essence module, we saw how suchness is undifferentiated, right? In that the suchness of the Buddha's superior's mind and the suchness of our minds are essentially one nature, same nature. Right, in emptiness they are the same, yeah?
Oh, the cousin Shivana Shiva. Tindege anisita, sim de betoatini, ta, tanda nekaki, lubu itime, tip de bashi, shesha, ta, lubu itima, tiendo, tiendo, ala, the sushi gula, the simi chuni, ta, rashineri, kora, anita, goni gusenta, ming shabazilla, but the tandani korawa, ta, mingi tokshane, ta, goni gus, ta, chuk gusi, ming tarimato.
So the mind's emptiness of true existence is the Tathagata essence, right? So the Tathagata essence is the mind's emptiness of true existence. Come the day when the defilements are separated from the mind, then the suchness of that mind that is undefiled becomes or is called the nature body, isn't it? Right. But if you look at what the nature body is, it is essentially the suchness of the mind, right? It's just that the name has changed. Right. Previously, the suchness or the emptiness, the minds, the defiled minds, emptiness of true existence is called the Tathagata essence. Come the day when the mind is undefiled, its suchness is called the nature body. But that nature body is none, but the nature body is the suchness of the mind. It's not something else, isn't it? It's the suchness of the mind, and in the suchness of an undefiled mind.
Yeah. 아니 디벨레 보면서 쓴 쓰레기 차 수도 가느냐 지금 이시 죽어도 집어차야 되기도 와쓴 쓰레기 차 그런 거 왜 자네다
And if you think about the the mind itself, not the substance of the mind, but the mind itself, that factor of luminosity and awareness. Yeah. In a way, it is the wisdom truth body. It is just that for the time being, while the mind is still defiled, right? It is not the wisdom truth body. But that factor of luminosity and awareness has the potential to understand or to know all phenomena. Yeah? It's just that for the time being, it is covered by the adventitious defilements. Yeah? Come the day when these adventitious defilements are removed from the mind, so the mind itself then is called the wisdom truth body, isn't
it?
So now our minds are covered by the adventitious defilements. Yeah. Come the day, so with this factor of luminosity and awareness, essentially, we know about consciousness, the ability to cognize, to interact, to understand our objects. Right? Come the day when the mind is separated from all the defilements, that very same mind, the factor of luminosity and awareness, is given the name of wisdom truth body. Right? But it's not something different, right? It's just the mind, right? That mind, the factor of luminosity and awareness, it just happens that it is not accompanied by the defilements. Likewise, the suchness of our minds, now our defiled minds, is called the Tathagata essence. But come the day when our minds are separated from the defilements, the suchness of our mind, when undefiled, is then called the nature body. Yeah? So again, whether you're talking about the mind, the factor of luminosity and awareness, or the suchness of the mind, At the time of the basis now, and the time of the result, essentially, pretty much it's the same thing, isn't it?
어떻게니? 다 대해서부터 놀아, 대해서 세력이 차디야, 가서나다 보기다야, 그래서나 세력이 차, 세력이 차 라시게 동바 쓰나야고, 다야 보서부터 뭐이나, 오직 차디야시, 그러와, 섬나야 보다는 세력이 차디야, 바바서부터 Rangshi tongpa jipa to mette gashi. Tongpe rangshi le mante bashi. Ta simsiri ki chate pa duks sam tongpa na. Tongpe rangshi le mante bashi chate ki yore.
And if we think about the ultimate nature of the mind itself, that factor of luminosity and awareness, if we think about it, if we investigate its deepest nature, you'll find that it is by nature empty. Yeah, its deepest nature, its ultimate nature is emptiness. Yeah.
Or, 특히 동배 라신이 봐라, 다 세력이 차, 스니하고 동배 차네다, 양고 뭐 유리인데, 유리게 제트맨 어떤 데가 누가 여태봤시야, 한 세신 직봤습니다, 독시다 하시래, 그 동배 라신이라 다 세신 직봤을 민다이시 모두 시키면 말해.
Yeah, so. If you think about it in the deepest level, it's by nature empty. Yeah. But because, and if you think about this, the suchness, the emptiness, the mind's emptiness of true existence and the mind itself are essentially one entity, isn't it? Yeah. It's just that conceptually, you can isolate them into two different factors due to their different natures, right? In that, based on the function of the ability of the mind to interact with objects and cognize objects, based on that, then that factor of clarity and or luminosity and awareness is given the name mind. Yeah. But essentially, end of the day, the mind and the mind's emptiness of true existence are, I mean, in simple English, we see the two sides of the same coin. So in the heart of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, that the verse says form is empty, emptiness is form. Yeah? So instead of that, you can, instead of form, you can substitute mind. Yeah? And you arrive at the same meaning. Mind is empty, emptiness is mind. Yeah?
어떻게 단단히 다 빠기다 동배랑 신뢰 다 심세지 용대시래 동배 안에 심세지 용대시
So the mind's deepest nature is emptiness. It does not transcend that deepest nature. Yeah. Right? Mind exists from within emptiness. Within the emptiness of mind, mind exists. Yeah. It does not transcend that nature, yeah. So we have to understand that mind and its suchness, these two are one entity. And if you think deep, if you try to trace the evolution of samsara and nirvana, what is the origin of nirvana, origin of samsara? It all comes down to this luminosity, the factor of luminosity, and awareness. Basically, the mind, right? The mind is the origin of samsara. If you think about it, end of the day, if you trace everything to its root, you know, it comes down to the mind. The mind is the origin, basis of samsara. It is also the origin, basis of nirvana. Yeah. So in order for this factor of luminosity and awareness, this mind to be transformed into the entity of virtue, the requisite conditions must come together, yeah. Right? Like yeah, I think we discussed this in Lorik, yeah. So in order for you know, consciousness to arise, and so in this case we are talking about in order for virtuous state of mind to arise, first there must also be the immediately preceding condition, right? A factor of luminosity and awareness that exists, that exists prior to the arising of virtuous state of mind, yeah, there needs also to be the empowering condition. Yeah. And so it is said that the empowering condition for the generation of a virtuous mind is the wisdom truth body. Buddha, yeah, wisdom truth body.
What it is? That began to be the Yukurova. That began Yukurova. And you look at all of that. Benata. That began to be the Yukurova. Benata, Gusun to the chair. And it can't share that chair. That Kades Benata, Sanji, Sum Tobata. But today, can't share that I am Kasur, Sora Tobata. And it goes to the chair. Today, began to be the Yukurova.
And then as for the observed object condition, yeah, you can posit the, I guess, many different things that can act as the observed object condition for the arising of a virtuous mind, yeah, like representations of the Buddha's body, speech and mind, or hearing the Buddha's teachings. So this can act as the observed object condition for the generation of a virtuous mind. Yeah, so in order for a virtuous mind to arise, you need these conditions, right? The immediately preceding condition, the observed object condition, and the empowering condition. So the teachings tell us that the empowering condition for the generation of all virtues in the continuum of us sentient beings is the wisdom truth body, right? So we have to think about this, yeah, how does the wisdom truth body act as an empowering condition, right? But if you do not, if you say that there's something else other than the wisdom truth body that is the empowering condition, then what would you posit as the empowering condition for the generation of a virtuous mind in any sentient being's continuum?
In
the presentation of mind and awareness, yeah, which you studied, right? So in order for a sense consciousness apprehending form to be produced, three conditions must come together. There must be the observed object condition, which is form. Then you have the uncommon empowering condition, which is a sense power, right? A sense power. And the immediately preceding condition would be a factor of luminosity and awareness, basically a previous moment of mind, a moment of mind that exists prior to the generation of a sense consciousness apprehending form, right? So when these three conditions come together, then a sense consciousness apprehending form is generated, right? So likewise, in order for a virtuous mind to arise, these conditions must also come together, isn't it? There must be an immediately preceding condition. There should be an observed object condition, and also the empowering condition as well. Yeah.
Just that till tanda yapo mendo samar pena ta pena sunze mishe deki suchi ko jintu ya re da jintu ya ma re ba ta ko sunze mishe su de seri ge chare ani tamje ka seri ge chaji chage de na bu suchi bu ma to da jintu me to ba ta de kare cha ba sa na to da ge to mo ma me ta ke ti me ta wa in so de re ta de la tu de shi ba
so this thing about it, yeah. You think about an eye consciousness apprehending visible form. Why is an eye consciousness able to apprehend form but not something else? An eye consciousness apprehending form has a factor of luminosity and awareness. It is luminosity and awareness, and therefore it must have arisen from something which is that as well, luminous and aware, right? A prior moment of mind, right? But nevertheless, although it is, if it has risen from a previous moment of mind, but an eye consciousness cannot apprehend something other than visible form. So what is it that makes the eye consciousness apprehend form? It is its own peculiar sense power, isn't it? In this case, it happens to be the eye sense power, which is its own uncommon empowering condition.
Oh, Tushin, that Tagana Shinto, Suki Napachi Gadi, the meeting is here, Dai Napachi get to Yoman. That the meeting is under dry, but I'm Suki Namde to Gadi, Miki Suki Chigiore.
And the eye consciousness apprehending a visible form is generated into the aspect of a visible form. An eye consciousness apprehending form, it cannot be generated into the aspect of sound. So why is an eye consciousness apprehending visible form generated into an aspect of form? It is determined by the observed object condition. So an eye consciousness apprehending form is not generated into the entity of form, right? An eye consciousness apprehending form is still consciousness, that which is luminous and is aware, right? So this proves, it shows that the eye consciousness must have arisen from consciousness as well, a prior moment of consciousness, that which is luminous and aware, without which the eye consciousness, which itself is luminous and aware, cannot be generated into that which is luminous and aware.
じゃあ、だとね、もてれ、ペナタス、だって、じゃあ、だって、ペナがとるのってばなしで、ペナ、すんじん、みしじきゃばな、ぎゅもんぼ、ちょこやねやだに、あに、しんごや。だ、けしもり、ちだん、じゃあせ、だ、げべろしきゃばいなや。だ、ぎゅちきちゅうぶ、かべらがずだ、けんてぎ、ペナ、みけんじきしせだ、じゃあしけんとはな、けんしゃばとん、さんぼこくべとは。だ、げべろしきゃばだ、けんもんぼ、ちょこや。ペナ、すんじんみしじきゃばな、だ、ぎゅん、だめだ、ちゃんごはなし、
So it's important to understand the how, based on what you have studied in the mind, the presentation of mind and awareness, how, like a sense consciousness is produced, yeah? Like in order for sense consciousness apprehending the different kinds of forms, in order for it to arise, there must be the coming together of at least those three conditions, right? Immediately preceding condition, the observed object condition, and the empowering condition. Likewise, if it apply the understanding of that to the arising of a virtuous mind, so that's the import. In order for a virtuous mind to arise, many conditions must come together, right? many conditions must come together, there must be an object, an observed object. And focusing on some observed object that can cause virtuous mind to arise. Obviously, the immediately preceding condition is there, but there also must be the empowering condition, isn't it?
What the day is some of the time to go out there. That here, that I took up a pen, similar to my mess, some of the shirita, similar to my yama, and it's similar to my yama. Those in the sunk yard. Just not that, simsity the condition, sitting a month in the house, and I'm a condition, but I'm to go to the meeting.
And the consciousness mind has no beginning. Neither will consciousness have an end. So mind, consciousness is beginningless and it will never cease to exist. Yeah. Likewise, the suchness of the mind has no beginning and will have no end as well.
What did this mean? That did this sometime to allow Kasora Pakita? Kalosa. Tessa, that did this sometime to allow Penna Jawashi Kin to allow Penna Kiwi Penna Kasora.
Another thing that we have to think about and understand is the concordance of cause and result. A specific result can only arise from a concordant cause. A result cannot, an effect cannot arise from a discordant cause. It can only arise from a concordant cause.
That is to gala, that give it logi to gala, that give it lolitinish my hopper, that give it logi so soga, could you sagi city?
So the point is that a virtuous mind cannot arise from a non-virtuous state of mind on. A virtuous mind cannot arise from non-virtue, cannot arise from non-virtuous state of mind. Because the result of virtue has to be something pleasant. If you analyze, if you think about the effect of virtue, it's supposedly happiness, pleasure, something pleasant, something desirable, isn't it? Something good overall, basically, something, you know, something we consider good. So something which is good cannot arise from something which is bad. Something which is good can only arise from something which is also good. There must be a concordance here.
Oh, Tuxini, Tati, Tatiawat, Tatiapuchungeri, Tatuity Karate, and the Samatako, that Tomajawas Satuana. And Kochi, you make him in a chorn, Mare. You let in the chunk.
So we need to think, analyze deeply, isn't it? So when we talk about virtue, right? When virtue arises in our mind, whether it's a virtuous mind or virtue, right? Analyze the first moment when it arises. It must arise, it cannot arise from without a cause. It must arise from a cause. It must arise from a concordant cause. Definitely, if you pinpoint to the first moment of a particular virtue or virtuous mind, because a virtue or virtuous mind is a composite phenomenon. It is a composite phenomenon, it's a compounded phenomenon. And therefore, it necessarily must arise from a cause. All composite phenomena necessarily arise from a cause, right? Right? So, and since we are talking about virtue here, virtue state of mind, it must arise from something which is virtuous or good. Yeah?
ティザタダゴスカルソレカザリカブラレタテポチブリクセバセシュゴドワタテポチブリクセバセシュゴドワタトンタテポチブリクセバセティトンタイセムサクボシゴンドキュワシタトタティレラバトンタイニジゴンドキュワシタトタレニジチムドウジランジロゴンドキュンドカナテポチブリクセバセンスゴドワタティリクセディカンセバチェシティランナヨアレタタケンジチョコクヨアレ
So we talked about the activation of the Mahayana lineage. So the activation of Mahayana lineage basically is the arising of great compassion. Right? In the continuum, right? So, but in order for great compassion to arise, in order for the mind lineage to be activated, there must be a reason, right, for it to be activated in the first place, right? There must be the causes and conditions, right? Without which, I mean, it's not going to happen without a reason, right? It happens because of certain reasons, certain causes, right? Yeah? Isn't it? Right, great compassion must arise from something.
Although
we possess the inherent potential since beginningless lifetime for to generate great compassion. The potential is there, it's always been there. That which transforms, for great compassion to arise, for great compassion, what makes it possible in the first place? Well, because of our Tathagata essence, our Buddha nature, which we have since beginning this lifetime, isn't it? It's because of that, that's why it's possible. But just because we have the potential, doesn't mean, therefore, great compassion can arise alone, based on that, because you have the potential. Great compassion arise. No, not possible, right? Yes, you have the potential too. Yes, you possess the seed, the base, but there are other conditions that must be present, without which Mahayana lineage cannot be activated. So it said that the wisdom truth body is the empowering condition, right, for the activation of the mind lineage. So without the wisdom truth body, basically, it's not possible. Yeah.
What do you think? What activate that? Who activate that? Huh? We think I did myself. Yeah. Your answer must be, I did myself. Huh? I did everything myself. Huh? I don't need Buddha's help there. Yeah. True. Yeah. If you think you did yourself, you don't need Buddha.
If you don't think that the wisdom truth body has a hand in the generation of great compassion in anybody's mind, including come the day when you generate great compassion, if you think that the Buddha didn't have a hand in it. No. Basically, then it's the same as saying, basically, you did it yourself, right? Right?
소소 처음 산제 내가 요 바로 다 산제 심지 된세 매라 거라 산제로 다 너가 타야 버렸다 두제 삼도 감도 너가 시제 시우지다 너가 지 무슨 거라 너가 신이 배도 합니다
So if we go along the route that oh I did it myself the Buddha didn't have a hand right, then you will probably be moving towards the direction and you'll have to end up basically saying or pretty similar to this the Buddhas don't have a job basically you're moving towards the direction the Buddha is don't have a job they're not doing anything this and despite them achieving enlightenment to benefit all sentient beings but they're not benefiting all sentient beings despite them having all the power all the power ability and the omniscience to know the interest disposition capacity blah 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 of all sentient beings no but yet they're not doing anything so you'll probably be you'll be stuck there
I don't know what I'm talking what I'm answering your answer I don't know yeah it is difficult but I don't know what did it that did it show what was it
So in the last lesson, we looked at the four licks of magical ammunition, which is essentially a meditative stabilization or a concentration, right? And we looked, we reviewed briefly the way to generate calm abiding through abandoning the, how many faults are there? Five faults, right? Through cultivating the eight antidotes, right? Five and eight, right? Okay.
어떻게 답되네 마 돈당이 될 때 가서 슈타와체 돈다 되는 배나 다 뒤에 갔다 가래 야 뒤에 다 그래 가서 그래 보겠다 다다 또 되게 나와다 탑시 신의 송아시도 다다 나 배나다 니 뭐 계시하러 와 다다 너 녀방아이 아니 뒤 녀보 아니 게 송아이다 녀보 게대야 파치 두인 동안아 아니 탑시나 두인 시아시도 되었다
So in the Ornament of the Mahayana Sutras, eight antidotes are presented, yeah, and they are supposed to remedy the five faults. Yeah? Now, when these eight antidotes can be summarized or condensed into what we call the four methods, I think, tapji.
어떻게 딱 대치도 갈라 되래 딱 가슴 수원 하시래 딱 등받이 아니 좋아지 가슴아래 대받이 대바 등바 좋습니다 그러나다 등에지 유두 두벌치 등에지는 바 좋지 다 배벌치 배 탑스 다 배벌치 두벌치 배벌치 배 탑스 다 또다 지책을 대바 등바 좋습니다 등에지는 유두 좋지 다
So the eight antidotes, the first three, faith, aspiration, and effort, because they bring one to the prepare one to actualize concentration quickly. Such and these three are classified under the method of striving.
어떻게 되냐 마다 가서 수원 신도 장바 세디 또 또는 신도 장바 세디 신장 레인도 가라 다 류든 셈라 아니 시 팬도 보시 구여래 제자 루셈라 아니 팬보 육과 다 깔래 막 하셨다 땅에 다 류든 셈라 구이하래. 진짜 딱 팬도 벌집에 담스다다다 독신의 소에.
Then you have Plan C. Plan C comes under the method of benefit. Yeah. Why? Because when one achieves pliancy, both physical and mental pliancy, then the body becomes serviceable. Yeah? And it becomes greatly beneficial for the individual.
Yeah?
Then you have next is the mindfulness and introspection, which comes under the method for the method of entering or engaging if the object of observation. Yeah. So mindfulness and introspection falls under that. Yeah.
어떻게 되냐마 아니지 뻔하다. 단념부 탑스니 되네. 내가 가서 심하는 시네 뻔하다. 뻔하. 친구 중도 가라. 아니 님부 땡구이하래. 와티 가서 세바세다. 뒤셔봤어. 단념부 뒤셔봐 세바세니 즉도. 아니지 다 친구 중에서 다. 거기 님부 땡구가라 세바세니 구해서. 뒤직체. 아니 친구 마저한테 세나도 내비시 단념도 시작해. 다 뒤니 보디 다 세바도 단념 뒤니 다 가르소네 다 님부 탑스니 다 뒤숭고.
Then you have intention and equanimity. They fall under the method of the antidote. Yeah. So as mentioned before, right? So through mindfulness and introspection or vigilance, when one detects the arising of laxity and or excitement, then one has to apply the antidote, right? Without which, then it becomes a fault. Yeah. But when the mind is abiding in a calm, pacified state, and if there's no excitement nor laxity, then one should not be applying any antidotes, right? Isn't it? So that itself is like an antidote, you know? Not applying antidote when it is not time to apply antidote itself is like an antidote, isn't it? So as such, then so intention and equanimity comes under the method of the antidote.
어떻게 따뜻해졌어? 어떻게 따 나 그런 거를 했다. 어떻게 뒤에 돈했다? 등에서 나 돈다. 등에서 주변 돈다. 또 주주의 컴퍼스나 등에서 살. 나 돈다 아니지 뒤에 아니 주주의 등에서 주변. 나 그래서 주주의 컴퍼스도 주변다. 고박 가려야 했어. 나 또 주주의 등에서 주변. 다다 아니 시다 되게 주도 땡이 주발을 때네 아니 다다 지나나 가라 또 되게 나가 지내고도 왔다다 아니 쟤마 무시 주 아니 도토에 어디 숨겨래
so by cultivating a concentration and by achieving it, then one achieves these what they call the four legs of magical emanation. And what is the purpose of achieving this? One achieves what we call the five eyes and the six clairvoyances. Yeah. I'm not sure clairvoyance, I mean the word is, anyway, yeah, it's an English thing, anyway, the five eyes and the six clairvoyances.
Yeah.
Yeah, so with these, the five eyes and the six clairvoyances, one can benefit others. Yeah, so with these supernatural abilities, right? Clairvoyances and so forth. One is able to benefit the others more effectively. And with the four legs of magical ammunition, one can travel to many Buddha fields, and one can enter into many doors of concentration. So it said that because of with these the four legs of magic ammunition, with these very strong, stable concentration, all the aspirational prayers that are made, you know, becomes very powerful and effective. Yeah, and of course here in this context, we are talking about the four legs of magic ammunition in relation to in the continuum of bodhisattvas, right? So bodhisattvas make very strong prayers, you know, and they actualize their prayers, you know, prayers such as being reborn in as the many different kinds of human beings or different kinds of gods, you know, and through those avenues and rebirths, and then they are able to benefit many sentient beings. So with these stable concentration and with calm abiding, and in all, and on the basis of having attained an actual concentration, then they acquire different kinds of clairvoyances. One of the clairvoyances is called clairvoyance of the gods. Yeah. So with the clairvoyance of the gods, that individual can see forms, coarse and subtle forms, from great distance, yeah, many miles, can look at, with the ability, they can see coarse and subtle forms extending to very far distances. Yeah. So anyway, you need concentration, and on the basis that you need to actualize one of the actual concentrations. Yeah. Yeah. One of the actual concentrations that we talk about anyway. Based on that, these individuals can also hear sounds, you know, that come from very far away, you know, both coarse and subtle sounds, it is said, yeah. All the sounds in the world, basically, they say. Literally.
You mean you will understand what mosquito is talking to you? Huh? I don't know.
So there are these, we talked about the five eyes and you have the six clairvoyances, right? So the common cause for these different clairvoyances is an actual concentration. You must have attained an actual concentration. Yeah. But there are also uncommon causes, yeah, for the different clairvoyances. So now we're talking about the clairvoyance of the gods, yeah, the ability to see both coarse and subtle forms, that you can see them, and you see forms that are very far away. So the uncommon cause, besides having attained an actual concentration, the uncommon causes are offering many lights, making many light offerings, or providing illumination or light to people who are living in places that are not illuminated, yeah, they're very dark, or providing the causes that will lead to an illumination of these places.
Yeah.
So those are the uncommon causes for the clairvoyance of the eye. And what about the clairvoyance of the ear? When you can hear sounds, you know, that comes from very distant, very far away places. So the uncommon causes are offering music, instruments, bells and so forth, to holy objects like stupas, yeah. Stupas, yeah.
What does it mean? Tinamata, Penata, Suma, Shingi, Shisim, Shingi Sim, Sim, Shingi Sim, Shabas, that is Shim Sim, Mushi. What that? What did Dubella, and it is also Telepena? Shingi Tuba. The Shingi Nabat in the Chabayana, and it is that Mazo Kabli Lynch, that Malambas, Shingi Nabat Malambas.
So then there is the clairvoyance of knowing the minds of others. Yeah. I mean, reading the thoughts, beginning to know what others are thinking. So the common cause, of course, is an actual concentration. The uncommon causes are not speaking about the not speaking about the mistakes that others have done, even though you know it. Not talking about the physical impairments of others. Yeah. You know, some people may be physically challenged in certain ways, and they're missing limbs and so forth. Talking about those, pointing out those faults in a negative way, right? And also protecting or guarding the minds of others. So these are some of the uncommon causes for actualizing the clairvoyance that knows the minds of others.
Yeah.
Then next is the magical ability of clairvoyance. I mean, clairvoyance is not a very good word. But you know that the supernatural ability of magical emanation, causing an object to become many and causing many objects to become one. Yeah. So of course the common cause is the same. You must have attained an actual concentration. The uncommon cause is this, yeah. Offering footwear. I mean, it says shoes, but footwear, basically. Offering footwear to others, of course, and not to yourself. You know. offering transport. Literally, it says mount, yeah. But in these days, I mean, mount, but basically transport. You know, it could be a car even, you know.
What did it? Any case, the drum to watch it. Drum to be, any see, Yamtapa did it, so so cheese, Yabala cheese, Tuxita, Tuxinita, Munich, did the China, Reta, Chinata, Tutu, Mushi, that Tumo maybe. You love it in the Sunga.
Helping those who are not able to walk, you know, helping them to move around, for example, like carrying them on your back and helping them to move to helping them move to go to a certain place, you know, that is also said to be an uncommon cause to actualize this supernatural power of what did I say, magical emanation, right? Yeah, correct, magical emanation. So Drew. Next is the ability to remember previous lives. Yeah. So the uncommon causes for that, and besides the common cause of having attained an actual concentration, the uncommon causes are bearing hardships in your Dharma practice. bearing hardships for the Dharma. So they, one of the examples given is, for example, putting up with the challenges of building a temple. And, right, building a temple, then reading your Dharma texts, say reading scriptures, yeah, reading your Dharma, yeah, not just reading, then also reflecting on what you have read, and then remembering what you have learned, not forgetting it. So all these are causes, uncommon causes for achieving that supernatural ability to remember past lives. Then also there is also giving the Dharma to others, but in a proper way. Yeah. So that is also an uncommon cause for the ability to remember past lives. What's the benefit of remembering past lives?
I remember last time I went to South India. There's one lady, mirror lady. She checked in the mirror, so she see many things in the mirror. So she explained. So I noticed many of Singaporeans go there. Everybody go there, ask one question. What is my past life? I want everybody go and check that. Huh? Then I told them, better you check your future life. So, not the past life, you ask the mirror, what will be my future life? You know? That is better. You know your past life? It's nothing much. You know? If you know your future life, more interesting. Huh? You can do something, but past life, you know, there's nothing to do. Huh? Somebody say you are cow, you are bird, you are yak, I don't know.
Oh, I remember Graham. Graham was a yak, right? Yeah. Suddenly I remember Graham was a yak. So I was told. I don't know. True, right?
Tukshini, tanda dila ta, tanda kapsu baba ni, ta tine mare, kapsu baba ngunji ni jesu tenpa, sayde zozo ta, karisu wale bugi, susu ki tsara mama namsu ta, chuu ki tewa yawa, ta, tindegi ta, ani kansa chenji, ta laya ta kansa dila pendo chituwe, ta chanji sime kapta tine, ta, susu lindeyo me, ta chiti jiwe tusha jindu, tsara mama namsu ni lindegi ta, chuu ki tewa yawa, tindu shenji, Take some of Chita was that lion, the Pandos, Shandamit, and Dubai. Then we did the gist of us and never told the PCTs.
So, the ability to remember the previous lives in this context mainly refer to the Bodhisattva's ability to see into the past lives of oneself and others, right? Who they have Dharma connection with, who are the people that have formed a positive Dharma connection with them, and then they act on it, so they look for these people and they are able to help them according to their needs and dispositions, so that's the main purpose.
Oh, カナダスでねまた突破ててサバスサバスセブムシセントダゲテレタダシブジムシサバスサバスセバスサバスセブムシエダシントダゲタダシブジムシテゾテレタニモパメムシセアテレアティソンテダシブキラヨングヨレタテゾヨングゲタタトモマイビギュディテレカソンチョナグネロタラシメマ
Then you have that the clairvoyance or supernatural ability of which exhausts all the fetters, exhausts all the contaminated, basically exhaustion of the afflictions, and this basically refers to realization of the final mode of abiding of phenomena, the ultimate nature of phenomena. Actually remembering past lives is something that many desire realm gods can do. It is something that many spirits can do. It is said that even some hell beings are able to remember many of their past lives. So mainly here in this context is about developing the ability to read the mind of others, to know the minds of others. And that's for the ability to perform magical emanations. There's a way of performing magical emanations in dependence upon mantras. There's a way to perform magical emanations in dependence on certain substances, like certain medicines, you know, medical substances. I forgot about the spirits. Yeah. The spirits by birth, they have this ability. Some spirits, they have the ability to perform stuff, you know, magical stuff, emanations, apparitions, you know, you see. Then as for the ability to read the mind of others, yeah. Of course there are desire realm gods who can do that, yeah. But there are also people who, sometimes you can kind of figure out roughly what the person is thinking, you know, or by just looking at the facial expression, you know, their facial expression, how they act, you know. So I mean, you can tell to a certain extent, right? Yeah, Yeah, so generally we can make those generalizations, yeah. But here, this ability to read other people's mind based on their how they look and based on the facial expression and so forth, refers to ability that it can be trained. So there are people who train in that, you know, and they purposely train in that, and then they can figure out what other people are thinking. And it's not like our kind of rough estimation. It is a skill, and they are pretty good at it, you know, quite accurate. You know, so it is an ability. Yeah, but of course, even this ability is not something that is cultivated on the basis of meditative stabilization. So the one that we were primarily talking about here, the ability to read other people's mind, is an ability that is acquired on the basis of having concentration, an actual concentration. So their ability to read other people's mind based on that actual concentration is then very accurate. So the four legs of magical emanations, when divided, are the leg of magical manifestation. Where is it? Yeah, the leg of magical emanation of aspiration, the leg of magical emanation of joyous effort, the leg of magical emanation of intentions, and the leg of magical emanation of analysis. So there's a lick of magical emanation of aspiration. So it refers to very strong yearning aspiration to acquire concentration. Yeah. So this is the lick of magical emanation of aspiration. So then the lake of magical emanation of joyous effort refers to the putting in a lot of effort and hard work, you know, and which then leads to the arising of that concentration that one was aspiring to, yeah. So yeah.
So
So there are some people who have that who acquire from birth this ability to perform magical emanations. Yeah. So that is a result of the ripening of the imprint that was left on the mental continuum in the past lives through concentration, right? So such an ability is like, you know, this that is acquired at birth, right? It's the lake of magical emanation of the of intention. So then there's this type of concentration which arises from having analyzed and thought well of the meaning of the instructions that one receives from others. Yeah. So such a concentration is called this the lake of magical emanation of analysis. Since the four lakes of magical emanations are discussed in the context of somebody who has already entered a path, so as such, the boundaries are from the path of accumulation up to the Buddha ground. The four lakes of magical emanations, if you remember one of the earlier lessons, yeah. It is, if we relate it to a path, yeah, so it is primarily related to the minor path of the minor path of great accumulation, right? The great path of accumulation, right? The minor great path of accumulation. One acquires the union of karma binding and a special insight. One achieves the concentration of the stream of doctrine or stream of dharma, and the bodhisattva is then able to receive instructions directly from the Buddhas. So in order to achieve this concentration of the stream of doctrine, many things have to be attained in order to experience that kind of concentration. So it's explained in the essential ornament, that person, the bodhisattva, must have accumulated the collections for many eons. Obviously, they must be of the Mahayana lineage, and they must have also heard many teachings, many instructions. And of course, they must have a pure ethical discipline.
That's why they tell that the patient of the Thomas, Benatang, as on the top of Mambu Chevy. Touching all the Tersia passage shot by now, Benatang, some of Chimbotan, Chujung, and things of Turdogal, not Kazu, don't cause a tobine. Taco, Tentuish. Today, the Tabayas, Matabine, Tikisaman, Tesanta, Top of Mambu Chesavina, Katu Turin, Daddy. Today, Tidde Chabayana, the top of Mars and Timeto, and it's not choosing things in Benna. Tidde Tubinella, Kazuista, Long Kazutobana, and it's it, Tentuish. The Tieta, Lung Yavasi, Kurvas, Lung Menaya, then Lung Kuchu Yamara, or Tidde Yavana, Benna Lungi Kuyama, or Tidde Chisam Tabatinita, Tentuve, or Tidde Kosha, Takas, that was your swing and swing that you read.
Yeah, so one of the causes for achieving the concentration of the stream of doctrine is to have heard many teachings, have studied well, heard many teachings. Yeah. So when one achieves this concentration of the stream of doctrine, it is said that the bodhisattva is able to remember all the teachings they've received in the past. But not just teachings, teachings that actually bear a lineage. There must be a continual lineage of the transmission. I mean, literally we say transmission, I mean, we say oral transmission. It's not necessarily oral. I mean, it is a lineage, So it refers to the teachings that possess a lineage, and possess a transmission. So all the teachings that possess that transmission, that the Bodhisattva has heard in the past, so when he achieves this, concentration of the stream of doctrine, wow. And he remembers everything.
What did they tend to make? She says that the mount of Toba said it, that your mount of Toba and never she said it. That your mount of Toba said that. What did that one is long enough to shoot away? What did they get that Pandoy has some girl out there? The Cabrera was a long turtle valentine that Tonda Cookie Maretta, Chop, the Pishima out of Sing out of that.
So that's why it makes a difference to receive the lineage of the transmissions of the teachings. Yeah, because when come the time, when we are at the level, then whatever you receive in the past, this ding, and supposedly you remember everything. So I guess this is also one of the reasons why it is good and important to receive oral transmissions. Of course, you can only receive an oral transmission when the lineage exists, right? So that's why it's called an oral transmission. That's the reason. So you know the benefit. Otherwise, generally, many people think that they are receiving oral transmissions are not so important because I guess maybe they find it boring because they sit down there for hours and days and I don't know, and it's like I don't know what he's saying, it's just sound blah 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 blah. Generally, people think like that and they find it very boring, isn't it? Right? But now at least one of the benefits of receiving the lungs, we say lungs, oral transmissions.
Oh, did this stuck us for study? What did the Pandoya what did that to do? The Shintuish, what did it that the was half woman? That did the Haku Grota, and did that?
Anyway, this is one of the benefits that it is said, but as of now, I guess it's difficult to say. to say that, wow, it's like that, you know. But I mean, it is said that this is the benefit, but for us at this moment, I mean, it's kind of like turn order.
o tuksin ta di jegi tine ta penata ombonga tokma sanga di penata jolam chodan zime nekapsu ombonga asini ta penaka swale tebe tebe ombo tsunubuji ombo tebe ombo tenge tsuki ombo sharubuji ombo ombonga asini ta chodan zime nekapsu shakiyore taga nashi anishi ta ta tebe tok, tsundoge tok, tebe tok, tengeze tok, shirage tok, sun tok, nga di, ta soba tong, chuzoge nekapsu shaya.
So you have the, next you have the five powers and the five strengths, or the five forces here. Five powers and five strengths, tok. So the five powers are related to the heat and peak level of the power for preparation, right? So the five powers are the power of faith, power of joyous effort, the power of mindfulness, power of meditative stabilization, and the power of wisdom. Yeah. Then you have next, you have the five strengths or the five forces. Yeah. They are tied in with the forbearance and the supreme mundane qualities level of the power for preparation. Yeah. So the five strengths are, it's the same five things, but it's just, it's not the force, it's not a power, it's the five strengths. So you see the strength of faith, the strength of joyous effort, the strength of mindfulness, the strength of meditative stabilization, and the strength of wisdom. Strength, or sometimes translated as the force. So I will talk about the differences between a power and the strength here in the next lesson here.
I don't know. We did reason. I don't remember it this Sunday. I don't know what I said. We sent out. I don't remember. One of the Sunday we did, yeah, when I was there. Yeah, they will finish. Who finished, they should come here and tell me the, all the answer. I don't know. Today's what? Anyway, then. I mean, depend. You want to do discussion? Okay, then don't have discussion this Sunday. Okay. Holiday.
Namdaşın la